Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'll open up to the NFL now. This is what I will say because I've said a lot about it on yesterday. And clearly the debate is sizzling. This has not worked for the NFL. It is not working for the NFL. Here's the thing. The NFL acted yesterday like everybody was on board and we are in the right place and we've solved this problem. They solved nothing. The rule they came up with was ridiculous. And here's what's already happened. Number one, Goodell got up and said all the owners are involved. Then it leaks out that they didn't really have an official vote. Then you have the Niner owner. You all come out and say, well, you know what? I didn't vote because I didn't have enough information and I wasn't comfortable. Then you have Chris Johnson come out and say, well, and remember how this works. If you stay in a locker room, fine. If you come out and you kneel, they will find the team. And then the team has the right to find the player under the umbrella of conduct detrimental. Chris Johnson comes out and says, hey, if all players kneel, I'm not going to touch him. I'll pay the fine. I'll deal with it. They can do whatever they want. So already, Jets are off. They're already, everything that he said, every owner was behind yesterday. You have San Francisco say, we didn't agree to this. You have the Jets say, hey, if they kneel, we're not fining them. So they already basically told you you can come out and kneel. And now today, you had two or three other owners bail out again. So wait a second. What did you accomplish? Absolutely nothing. Because they didn't have the guts to just say what really should have been said, which is, listen, we will work with you to have you air whatever grievances you have in any way that we can all help in our given town or nationally or whatever it is, but this is not the time or the place. You are impacting our business, and we're going to make it a rule that everyone's out there and everyone's standing for the national anthem. Case closed. They had done that, the players would have adhered to it. Instead, the players now are grumbling anyway because they weren't consulted. And this does not work. And they're the only league that is presented with this problem. And it is killing this league right now. They are getting destroyed from both sides. When you stand in the middle with a flimsy philosophical point of view, you're going to get run over by both sides. And that's where they are right now. And anyone who thinks this is not impacting their business has not been paying attention. Do you know how many different people have sent letters? They've told me they've gotten countless letters. I've gotten countless letters from people saying, I don't go to games anymore. Yeah, guys, yes, they call them saying they've given up their season tickets. NFL properties is down. Their business is down. This is hurting them. And they have not in any way come anywhere closer to a solution. And it was a simple one, but they don't have the guts to take a stand. The president has just destroyed them on this issue. Absolutely made them look ridiculous. But it isn't hard these days, because if you notice, Goodell is liked by the owners because he's a pit bull, because he took the concussion issue on head on. He took on the class action suits and minimized the financial blow from those. He has always kept the NFLPA under his thumb, which has saved them a lot of money. And that's why he has made tough contracts with everybody. He has grown the business, which is what they want. And for that, they reward him handsomely, and they like him. But he has been the worst commissioner maybe ever in terms of dealing with public relations, dealing with the media. He has been a disaster. The NFL used to be very smart, very shrewd about these situations. They're terrible at it now. And they've been terrible at it with Goodell. He botched the concussion thing. He botched anything that dealt with domestic violence. He botched the Rice case. It was embarrassing for the league. And he's botched this. If you notice, every time there's one of these issues, he botches it completely from a public relations standpoint. And it's happened again here. And here's the thing I would say about, you know, Damaris Smith gets up there and he wants to rile up his side because he's never been happy with this collective bargaining agreement, nor is the players that happy with him, number one, because they feel like they have always gotten the worst of it and they have not done well in those collective bargaining, you know, situations. They have not, you know, their union has never, ever been able to get a commanding position. So he's not, you know, he wants to, if he can look tough to his rank and file, he likes that. But he gets up and talks about all this different stuff about protest and the idea of protest. And, hey, that's not the issue. That should not be the central issue here. This is not about someone's right to protest. This is about time and place and whether you are impacting the business for which they are being handsomely paid. And here was be, if I was an owner, if I was someone with a team, if I was someone on the other side, management council, this is what I would say to Damaris Smith. I'd say this: show me one time, just one time, in all these times where there has been issues raised about police and what police have done in situations against minorities, in line up the cities, line up the incidents. Tell me one time, and we can cite case after case, and there's been more than a few cases, as we know. Tell me one time, just one time, where the NFLPA and Damaris Smith went into their pocket on their time and their dime and showed up with 15 or 20 or 25 NFL stars and showed up at a city hall and had a protest, whether it's in the off season, whether it's midweek, whether it was whenever it was, you know, whenever they didn't have football, whatever it was. Tell me where that happened to show that they are very unhappy about what's happening in a given city, whatever city it might be, a city with an NFL team, a city without an NFL team. Tell me where you used your star power and put your own money on the line and gave of your own time and had that protest. And tell me it wouldn't have been covered by the media if you had brought 20 stars and done that, or 25 stars and done that. Tell me the one time that happened anywhere that you took the time, spent the money, and had your players show up and make their feelings known. Where did that happen? Who's stopping you from doing that? Nobody. The only time you can have a protest is during the national anthem? No one's stopping anybody from protesting. But there's a time and a place.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.